Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the SRF Q3 FY17 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chintan Modi from Motilal Oswal Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, and on behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, I welcome you all for the SRF Limited 3Q and nine-month FY17 results conference call. I also take this opportunity to welcome the management team from SRF Limited. Today we have with us Mr. Anoop Joshi, President, CFO, and CS, Mr. Rahul Jain, Senior VP, Treasury and Corporate Controller. We would start the call with a brief opening remarks from the management, followed by an interactive Q&A session. Before we start the call, I would like to add that some of the statements that we make in today's discussion will be forward-looking in nature. At this point, I would request Mr. Joshi to make his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I warmly welcome you all to SRF Limited's Q3 and nine-month FY17 results call. I thank you, everyone, for taking the time out to participate in our quarterly earnings call. Let me begin by briefly taking you through the key operational highlights, following which we can have detailed questions and our discussion. Overall, we have reported a steady performance despite a challenging macroeconomic environment, which adversely impacted some of our businesses. This performance further reinforces the management's belief that having a diversified business is one of our key strengths, and it continues to balance out results. The recent performance of Chemicals and Polymers division has been well insulated from heartening performance of our Technical Textiles division and stable performance from our packaging business. However, we are hopeful of the future of our specialty chemical business as our pipeline is full and robust to meet future needs. I am happy to share that the board approved an interim dividend of rupees 6 per share. This is in addition to the 6 per share dividend declared earlier in August. This has been our practice over the last 10 years, where we distribute interim dividend twice a year. You would have noticed that this year our overall dividend payout increased to 120% from 100% over the last few financial years. Coming to our segmental performance, we continue to do well in fluorochemicals business and have further consolidated our leadership position in this quarter. We are now the largest manufacturer of refrigerants in India with a market share of over 50%. During the quarter, we achieved the highest ever refrigerant sale as we expand our presence and penetrate deeper in the markets. We are the only manufacturer of R-134a in the country. With R-22, which is a commodity being phased out over a period of time, we believe we can notably strengthen our leadership position in India through the sale of R-134a and various other blends. With regard to specialty chemical business, as discussed in the past, the overall sentiments in the global agrochemical industry remains subdued. We have witnessed softness in demand over the past 1 year, which has continued in quarter three as well. We are confident that the global agrochemical industry will revive, which will enable this business to again register strong performance. Our focus on qualification loads for new products has been taking up most of our energy, which is likely to lead to revenues over the next few years. However, in the near term, we would like to maintain our cautious stance. In the meanwhile, we are focused on growing our pharma segment, which is showcasing positive trends. We are expanding our market reach to newer geographies like U.S. and Japan and are targeting new customers. It has been our endeavor to keep the funnel full and have a robust pipeline of molecules in both pharma and agro segments. Overall, we are fully convinced that we have built a business with very strong fundamentals backed by sustained investments in human resources, R&D, and infrastructure, which gives us confidence that we can significantly scale up this business in a stable macroeconomic environment. Moving on to the Technical Textiles business, we reported improved profitability on account of higher volumes, better margins, and emphasis on operational efficiencies. The nylon tire cord business posted a healthy performance on account of higher volumes. This segment continues to be a cash generating business while needing minimum investments. The performance of the coated and laminated fabrics has been encouraging despite a competitive environment. We have been able to successfully maintain market leadership in both these segments. In belting fabrics, our performance has improved owing to revival in the mining sector. On February 7, 2017, our BOPET packaging film line commenced its commercial production at the domestic tariff area site ahead of its initially estimated schedule. The establishment of this DTA line provides us better leverage to operate in the local India market, as some of our local sales from the SEZ were tax negative due to prevailing tax structures. The BOPP capex is on track and expected to be completed within estimated timelines. Our packaging film business reported steady performance during the quarter despite increasing competition. We have been successfully enhancing our productivity in the segment by optimizing the product mix, manpower, and the raw material cost. Despite challenging market conditions, all our facilities operated at almost full capacity. This ensures we remain profitable even in a tough environment. In addition, we remain focused on improving our product mix with value-added products. The market conditions remain challenging with the supply overhang and new lines already commissioned and in the process of being established over the next 6 to 12 months. However, we are confident to be able to sell our produce efficiently as customer traction remains strong. In conclusion, I would like to state that we have firmly established ourselves as a strong multi-business entity which is driven by technology and innovation across all business segments. The company strives to stay ahead of the curve in each of its businesses through innovations in operations and product development, which should hold us in good stead going ahead. On that note, I conclude my remarks and would like to thank you all for joining us on this conference call. We would now be happy to discuss any questions, comments or suggestions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. You may enter star and one to ask a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nihal Jham from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Sir, good morning to the entire management. Sir, the first question is on the chemical segment specifically. If we see that from the starting quarter this year, where our margins in the segment are around 24%, while our sales have stayed constant, it has actually fallen by 7 percentage points. I understand that the share of specialty chemicals would have gone down, it has gone flat. But could you elaborate a little more on the reason for this fall in margins?
Fall in margin, as we stated, you know, because as we said, the overall agro market remains weak for the specialty chemicals, obviously, which is a higher margin business compared to the other components of the chemical business. If the sale is less, obviously the margin are supposed to come down. And second part is also because we have invested, you know, quite a substantial sum in chemical business over the last 3 to 6 months. So the depreciation will also be coming in because the operating leverage is yet to attain.
Okay. Sure, sir. Approximately what would be the difference in margin between fluorochemicals and specialty?
We don't really share this margin between the two businesses because, as I said, we are a conglomerate. Even, you know, at the larger business levels, there are, you know, a couple of businesses that we operate in. Even in chemicals, there are various chemicals, refrigerant chemicals and the specialty chemicals. We look at it at one, and we won't like to share the margins in different verticals of the chemical business. That has been our stand.
Absolutely. And just one more question on the refrigerant side. We've been mentioning earlier about the anti-dumping duty, where there was an expectation that the order is going to be passed by March. And as we are anyways closer to that timeline, is there any further update on that, sir?
We do not know. We believe that the Department of Commerce, the equivalent of Department of Commerce here in India, has already recommended a levy of anti-dumping duty. But it is to be decided finally by end March. And as of now, we don't have any clue because earlier on also in the earlier round, similar suggestion was made by Ministry of Commerce or the equivalent of Ministry of Commerce here in India, and it was struck down by the Ministry of Finance, so to say. So it was not finally levied. I mean, it will be just a conjecture. I mean, we can't say this way or that way. Of course, we await that it should get levied. It is only to the to our benefit.
Sure. Just one last question. You mentioned that the pipeline in the specialty chemical segment remains full. So obviously, for this year, we continue with a cautious stand. But for the coming year or even for the next 2 years, do we have any guidance about how the growth will be in this segment?
It's difficult to give. We have not been giving a growth guidance generally. But we have already mentioned in the last couple of calls, as far as the FY17 is concerned, there's going to be only a marginal upside. In FY18 also, we have perused some of the statements made by all the agro majors and so on. Nobody has any clue as to when it will really turn around. But of course, everybody is expecting maybe a couple of quarters may still be challenging going forward even in FY18.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll get back into the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, thank you for taking my question. Sir, on the specialty chemicals, we had, our intent clear that we would be focusing sharper on the pharmaceutical side. So if you can broadly tell us how the composition of pharmaceutical business on the specialty chemicals has transcended over the last two quarters, given that we have been talking about it, we have been focusing a lot about it, sir.
See, this has been our stated strategy right from the beginning that we'll concentrate, actively involve ourselves in the pharma segment. And over a period, the component of pharma has grown. What used to be earlier about 11-12% is upwards of 20% now. But see, pharma is by definition a more complex area. It requires that much more time to really develop the molecules, establish the relationship with the pharma companies because it has to go through their own USFD and so on and so forth. It takes time, but we have made some good progress on this front during this quarter. As I said, we continue to work on various molecules, continue to work on the qualification loads for different pharma companies. So across newer segments and the newer customers, we have made some progress. But the thing is, for it to be really seen in the numbers, it is some time for you to really before they culminate into the performance and the results.
Sir, at this point of time, do we have the capabilities and capacities, probably to move that, one leg up in pharma, or would we be looking at some kind of inorganic acquisitions in terms of capabilities or capacities, basically to fill some gap in the pharma space?
Huh? We have already, if you have been tracking us, we announced some time ago a cGMP facility in our Dahej plant, and that is to take care of any pharma-related developments and any pharma-related molecule manufacturing going forward. So we are building up our own capabilities in pharma as well as agro. As of now, there is nothing on the table which suggests that, there's an acquisition or something of that nature. But if it comes and it fits our strategy, yes, we don't mind considering it because we continue to invest in this space.
Sure. So one last question from my side. I mean, one thing that what we have noticed towards the end of the third quarter was some kind of a jump in terms of realization of products like glyphosate and some of these agrochemical molecules. I mean, if my understanding is right, if probably the global manufacturers get better realization for their technicals, probably because of higher demand in Brazil or whatever the reasons might be, would SRF and other manufacturers also benefit from higher realization, given that things have really not moved on that front for several years now, at least for a year or more than that, in terms of agrochemical prices being very flattish or downwards?
Surely when there is a pickup in the demand for these agro majors or the agro manufacturers, surely it will benefit the downstream players like us who supply molecules to them as well. Definitely it will help.
But are we seeing the trend, sir, by the end of the quarter?
We have not seen anything significant as of now.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll turn back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jignesh Kamani from GMO. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just on the specialty chemical, since we made a large investment and that's why margin may be under pressure, but have we witnessed a pressure of the gross margin also in last quarter and 9 months, or gross margin in specialty chemical is intact?
Sorry, come again.
Gross margin in specialty chemical has remained flat, or it has also declined?
No, no, surely it has declined a little.
Even a gross margin?
Yeah.
So have we witnessed the pricing pressure from the competition, or how is the scenario?
Actually, it is more of a deferment of demand, if I may say so. Therefore, the volumes have come down.
Okay.
Some of these things, margins have, and the cost will continue to be there because the fixed costs are there.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the EBITDA margin. I'm talking about gross margin.
Gross margin, I don't think it's more an issue on the demand rather than the margin.
So gross margin continue to remain healthy?
Yeah.
So it's more about demand, which is leading to higher overhead and impacting margin?
Correct, correct.
And how is the competitive dynamics right now? Have you seen some of our competitor are very aggressive on the pricing?
We don't really find a direct, one-to-one competitor, so to say. It's very difficult because these products are very special products for which there is, no competition in terms of pricing and so, where I can say that somebody has reduced the price and therefore my margins are impacted.
Sure.
Nothing.
And incrementally from our client side, have you seen the more cut on their R&D spend or the budget on the investment side, or any clarity on that part?
R&D spend, we continue to do, we continue to spend a lot from.
Oh, from the our client side, likes of BASF, Bayer and likes of that.
That's why I said we remain committed, we remain engaged with them for the development of the molecules. So there is no, so to say, slowdown on that part on the R&D. As we don't have any slowdown, they also don't have. The thing is, until you get a, good size, a commercial order, it does not really translate in your volumes and the, the profitability. But there's no slowdown as far as the R&D is concerned. We don't believe so, because otherwise our funnel would not have been full. If we didn't have enough inquiries from them for the new products or the innovative products.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chintan Modi from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So considering that in the specialty chemicals, the pain will continue to be there for some few more quarters, are we seeing any slowdown in our CapEx plans?
Not really. If you have watched us, we continued. This is the slowdown in the agro space has been for the last 3-4 quarters, which is continuing, and you would have seen us announcing CapEx wherever there's a need and wherever there's a, need to build up a capability or the infrastructure when the cycle turns around. So there is no, we are not going to get slow just because the market is slow at this point of time. If it otherwise makes sense for building up our capability and our ability to supply in time, we'll continue to spend.
Okay. So that would be something around 200 crores per annum, what we have been guiding initially.
Overall, about 600 to 700 crores CapExes we have been incurring in the last couple of years, and that will continue to be so. Out of that, 400, 300 to 400 is generally in the this specialty chemical space that we incur.
Okay, sure. And what would be our mix? Hello? What is our current mix between agrochemicals and pharmaceuticals?
It's about 80-20.
80-20. I think last quarter it had, the pharma mix had improved over 80. So has it now been again back to that?
It keeps changing. I'm just saying a ballpark figure. Maybe it is now 78, 22, that kind. It keeps changing. In a particular month, if you get an order for pharma, the mix will change. In the another, get the order for agro, it will change like.
Sure. And have we added any new clients in the specialty chemicals? Have we started working with some new clients?
We continue to work with, some of the newer clients in the pharma space, but it's yet to materialize.
Okay, sure. And secondly, sir, considering that, there was some volatility in the caprolactam prices, have we seen any change in the working capital?
Working capital, because, to the extent that we had, in terms of timing, no. What is the 30 to 45 days raw material that we maintain? But value will keep on making change, because if the caprolactam prices have undergone a change, the absolute sum in the inventory will go up to that extent.
Exactly. So, if you can just quantify, by how much percentage we expect that our working capital will go up?
Do you know that, the caprolactam prices have increased by 30 to 40%. So, to that extent, it will change the 30 or 45 days inventory that we hold.
Okay. So, out of the total raw material that we have, how much component would be caprolactam approximately? 60% odd?
it is something that we need to figure out. You can maybe check specifically a little later, Chintan.
No problem, sir. No problem. And just one last thing. If you can just quantify what was the volume in R134 that we sold during the quarter, or for the 9 months, how much we have already done?
We have done something like, you know, what we did for the last complete year, we have already completed in 9 months.
Okay, so that would be something around 7,000 tons.
And a little less than that, about 6,500 or so.
Okay, so we maintain our guidance of around 9,500 to 10,000 tons per annum.
That should be
for the FSM. Okay, great, sir. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. My question was particularly related to refrigerant segment. Have we seen any kind of pricing pressure in that segment?
Not really, no.
In the R22 segment, any kind of pricing pressure? Or has our mix changed from exports or domestic business?
For R22, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Not really.
Not really. It has been more. So the pressure and margins is only coming out from the specialty chemical side, and refrigerant segment continues to do well.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. So thanks a lot. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Gupta from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my questions. So first question is on the packaging side, where margins continue to remain strong despite some capacity additions. Any outlook? I mean, you also mentioned in your press release that the margins have seen some bit of an impact, but you guys continue to do well primarily on your own operational excellence initiatives. So can you just give us some sense on, like, how do you see the margins for next, say, two to three quarters, given that a lot of new capacity have been added? Say you added in January, I think Uflex also has added some bit in last few months. Any sense there?
See, the position remains tough for polyester film, because as you rightly said, that quite a few lines are coming up and competition is only increasing. Mm-hmm. But just to give you a sense, you know, even in the last year, in the last quarter, the quarter for which we have reported, the margins were down as much as about 10 to 15%. Mm-hmm. So that also we have been able to overcome. And going forward also, to answer your line, like, you know, we have now set up this Bopet film line in Indore DT area, which will itself give us some kind of a positive benefit going forward, because so far we were selling from our SEZ unit and the custom duty was being paid. So to that extent, the margins will improve as we our DT lines keeps on selling in the local market. But overall, if you were to say, the conditions are going to be tough with the ongoing competition, ongoing lines which are going to come on stream. But we believe that with our unique mix of the product, the value-added products, the cost efficiency that we build over a period of time, we should still be able to maintain the margin on these levels.
Right. And so second question is, again, on the, as crude prices have gone up, and probably you might have had some inventory gains this quarter, how should we see the profitability on the technical textiles bit? I mean, would you be able to pass on most of the increases which arise due to crude price increases, or would there be some bit of a lag?
Lag hota hai, because then when the caprolactam prices had gone up, we had the inventory at a lower prices, so it helped us. Going forward, if the caprolactam prices go down, then it will have a negative impact to that extent, because there is always a lag with the tire companies and so on. There is a monthly contract. So to that extent, there might be a positive or negative depending upon which way the caprolactam goes.
That's
a part of the business.
Correct. But ideally, this quarter, your caprolactam prices went up, so you might have had inventory gains, but at the same time, you would also have gross margin impact, which should ideally cancel out each other.
Well, yes.
Okay, and this should play vice versa as well when caprolactam prices go down.
That's what I stated. If I hold the inventory of price at the current caprolactam prices and they go down, obviously the margin will get impacted.
Right. And sir, on chemical side, I have guided that fixed costs are fairly high, and that is understandable. So would you see that the 16% margin that you reported so far is probably, if the demand remains where it is, this is probably the new margin till the time recovery happens? Or is there a chance that, say, in the coming quarters, you might see some bit of costs kind of being you know, cost being there, I mean, cost being kind of curtailed to some extent, and maybe gross margin mix, gross margin product mix changing to some extent to kind of take care of the margins to some extent. I mean, of course, you did 25% last year and you've done 16. So in that sense, there is a huge gap. So
In any case, when you are set up the capacities, when you set up, you know, various capital cost, so it will be difficult to curtail the fixed cost. But on the other hand, we are working on, you know, as I said, lot many qualification loads and so on. If some of that materializes, it should offset the continuous increase in the, and we should be at least able to maintain this even on this tough condition going forward.
Got it, sir. And so last question from my side, I think the capex that you announced in first quarter and second quarter, when do you expect it to get commissioned? So the
there are quite a few capexes that we announced, different timelines are there. I don't know which one are you referring to. There are one CGMP capex, there was a multi-purpose plant, there was CMS, all are as per, going as per schedule. I mean, there is no concern, that is the only communication message I can give.
Sure. Thanks so much, sir. That's all of my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ketan Thakkar from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
So I just wanted to understand how much capitalization have we done on specialty chemical business in 9 months of this year?
I'll get that number. Any other question you can ask me?
And I also wanted to understand in terms of revenue growth, you were expecting flattish growth for specialty chemical in FY17.
Yeah.
Does that remain intact or it moves a little lower now?
I think it will remain flattish more or less, maybe a little bit. You may, in the fourth quarter, you know, maybe that there is a little betterment or upside.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Akela from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thanks a lot for taking my question.
Morning.
First, just on the chemical and polymer segment margins, you know, the revenue on a QOQ basis, sequential basis, is almost flat. It's down only 1%. But the margin, you know, the EBIT has gone down by about 9 or 10%.
Yeah.
So was there some further capitalization, et cetera, that happened this quarter that led to the margin decline?
Yes, some capitalization did happen, and that is one of the reasons. But as we said, you know, I mean, comparatively between the specialty chemicals and the other chemicals, specialty chemicals is at a lower ebb, and that is has resulted in the disproportionate fall in the margin.
Okay, so the fluoro, the refrigerant gases margins are broadly where they used to be last year.
Well, generally yes, except that, you know, no, definitely some operating leverage would have impacted a bit positively.
Acha, so there the margins would have actually gone up a bit.
Not significantly, but yeah. Small.
Sure. And so, if I understood your commentary correctly, you know, until this demand environment normalizes in specialties, this, you know, 16% or thereabouts is probably a decent range to look at in terms of margins.
Looks like.
Right. And second, on the technical textiles business, you know, we had a good quarter despite demonetization, sir. Now, you know, I mean, you know, can fourth quarter see some impact because of this whole CV, impact on the CV industry, or do you think that, you know, that business has crossed the demonetization hurdle comfortably?
See, in this quarter third, because we are more into B2B, you know, segment, and therefore it did not have much impact, the demonetization, except maybe some bit on the, you know, the coated fabrics and so on, but the NTCF did not really have an impact. In this, the quarter fourth, maybe that there's a little bit impact going forward, because, you know, it takes time for the B2Bs to really impact it. The initial impact comes on the, you know, B2C entities, and then it, of course, impacts a little bit to the B2B sections also.
Okay. Fine. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Participants, if you have any questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dikshit Mittal from Shubhkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, sir, just a little bit clarification on this chemical segment margins. I just wanted to know whether we are processing more commodity kind of molecule just to fill up our capacities. Because if I see depreciation has remained more or less flat, so even if we have capitalized, so I don't think that would have much impact on the margins. So is it the fact that product mix has deteriorated towards low margin products in this segment?
No, As we said, you know, in an overall, the chemicals business, the other vertical, since the specialty chemical is not growing, obviously, you know, it has impacted to that extent, but it's not, the depreciation also has gone up about 3 to 4 crores of rupees during this quarter. So that has surely impacted the overall margins, but we can maintain and only look forward for this to rise a little bit in the fourth quarter, and as the entire market and the entire, you know, cycle of the agrochemical turns around, we'll be better off.
Secondly, can you give the R&D expenditure, because I think we must have increased the R&D expenditure in this segment. So what is the as a percentage of this segment sale that you are spending on R&D?
Percentage of segment sale, you can work it out. I can give you an absolute numbers.
Yeah.
We continue to spend heavily on R&D, and just a moment. So far in the last 3 quarters, we have spent something like 75 to 80 crores on R&D.
Okay.
Including capital expenditure and the revenue both taken together.
Okay. And so in revenue, can you give an idea?
Revenue is about 40 crores. I mean, 50-50 maybe. About 50% is revenue, 50% is capital.
Okay. So roughly 10% of the segments you are spending on R&D. Okay. And sir, incrementally, you mentioned that till now you don't have much visibility in terms of this segment. But are you seeing any like orders coming back, at least for the high margin molecules in this segment, or it's just like business as it is for the next quarter also?
As I said, no concrete indicators as of now. But the inquiries and as we said, the qualification loads that we say that, you know, to be able to be ready to supply whenever there is a surge in the demand. That thing we continue to do very well. Our funnel of the R&D and the molecule development remains full, and we continue to work on a whole lot of molecules on both agro as well as pharma.
Okay. As the last question, can you give an indicative utilization levels in your Dahej complex? What is the current utilization that you are working on?
We actually, quite frankly, don't track a utilization level, because it depends on, you know, what kind of a campaign that you are doing. It's more of a batch and the profitability that you look at rather than the... Because it's not a, you know, normal commodity kind of a chemicals where the utilization becomes that much more important. What is more important is the bottom line and the new development of the newer products. Quite frankly, don't even track, because even a multi-purpose plant, the utilization will be quite different from a dedicated plant. So that is not something that we really internally even look at. We only look at as the ROC or the margins, or the development of the new products, which can yield the margin going forward.
Okay. And sir, can you give what is the capital employed in specialty chemical business itself? Because you have given the total capital employed, including refrigerant and other things.
We don't share some of these things, because we look at both the chemicals and the specialty chemicals as one segment. And that is why it is given at a segment level, one consolidated figure.
Okay, but sir, on the same infra, can you give indication what is the potential revenue size that you can generate if you don't do any capex? So based on the current infrastructure, what is the revenues that you can reach?
Because these are some of the parameters, the asset turn, the capacity utilization. These are actually something which are irrelevant in our context, the way we look at this business. We look at, you know, the margin that it's going to generate. If the molecule is far more complex, even with a lower revenue, even with a lower quantity, we would go and, you know, produce that, even keeping our plant a little, so to say, idle. So these parameters are actually not relevant, so to say.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ranjit Karamala from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I would like to know that there was a capex done for the Dymel at the Dahej plant, R134A.
Yes.
Have you operationalized that? And second part, have you got the CGMP approval?
The plant is ready. We have started producing from that, but, you know, it has to go through the cycle of drug master files being filed, the, you know, data being circulated, agreed with the customer. So there's a cycle which has to be, you know, completed before we actually start supplying from that plant. The plant as such is ready. The product of that has to undergo the, you know, various evaluation and various testing criteria and so on. post that we should be able to supply that, maybe in the next 3 or 4 months.
Any timeline for that particular approval that you are likely to get?
I think another 3 to 4 months, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because we have already started, this plant was started earlier.
Yes.
We started manufacturing from that plant. The testing and the other things are going on. It may take about, you know, three to six months, anything between 3 to 6 months before we start supplying from that plant.
And that supply would come only once we get the approval?
Yes.
And so that would fasten the process of the second CGMP plant which we are likely to start.
That CGMP plant is yet to be established. That is for the pharma customers, for the specialty chemical business that which we are setting up.
And Mr. Second,
take some time for to set up. It has begun. The work has begun. It will take some time.
The second question is on the technical textile business. If you see the non-India operations, even though revenues have been flat, but the EBIT margins have fallen down. Even though it's a very small when compared to the overall things, but there is from 3 crores, it has fell down to 1 crores. Any specific reason?
Which one you are saying?
EBIT, if I do CMNSS, console minus standalone, the EBIT for the technical textile last year, same quarter was 29 million, and this quarter it's around 13 million.
We have not looked at it separately. This overall technical textile has only done well, very well.
So that is India plus subsidiaries.
Yes.
Talking about the subsidiaries operations.
You are saying only subsidiaries.
Yes, sir.
Subsidiaries, yes, there were some challenges on the operational front, but those have now been rectified and hopefully it will do better. So it's a very small and significant portion of the total technical textile business.
Yeah, sir, because if you compare the 9 months, the first quarter was very well and the second and third quarter we have some issues. So would that be covered up in the fourth quarter?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Surya Patra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity. Sir, again on the technical textile business, so we have seen meaningful growth this quarter and we are indicating that the outlook is positive there. So, and I think we are currently at a optimal capacity utilization level that we are operating. So any capacity that we are planning for that business in the near future or anything on that front?
Technical textile business we have always maintained that's a cash cow and we are not, you know, anticipating any further increase in the capacity. It is only the operating capability, operating efficiencies and the margins that we always keep looking at it. And if there are some capexes which are necessary for us to maintain our quality, improve our quality, improve our throughput, reduce our wastage, that is the only commitment to this business. Otherwise, no further capexes are, you know.
Currently, I think it is more than 80% kind of, 80-85% kind of utilization level it has been till last quarter. Currently, what is the scenario, sir?
Same, continuous, because 85 to 90% is the normal utilization that is possible on these plants.
Yeah. So, have no plan for expansion in the near future.
Except maybe they, you know, some of those laminated fabrics and the coated fabrics, other segments.
Okay.
Continue to evaluate on a tactical basis if there is a need for us to increase some capexes, we'll do. But on NTCF, there are no plans for further capexes.
Okay. And the chemical business revenue, if I see quarter on quarter sequentially, then it is almost flat. Normally, the third quarter is the weakest quarter so far as refrigerant gas is concerned. And sequentially, we have been seeing pressure on the specialty, fluoro specialty business as well. So, then in such a scenario, which is the segment then really covering the kind of a sequential decline in the revenue business, which the segment should have seen?
Our export has helped us a lot in this third quarter because now 134A, where the volumes have increased, as somebody else had asked and I had shared.
Yeah.
That is something that that is more the incremental, you know, sale of 134A is more in the exports market than in domestic market. And
okay,
that has really helped because there the demand is at this in the third quarter typically, rather than the other quarters, and that is why the third quarter happens to be as good as the earlier quarters.
Okay. And sir, any update that you can provide on the R32 gas that which you started the commercial supply last quarter to a couple of customers. So any pickup that you have witnessed in the R32 gas front? I think a Daikin that you had added.
R32 is a progress is slow because, you know, Daikin, as you are rightly mentioning, Daikin has approved RR32. Some of the other players have also approved but they need to make some changes to, you know, maybe their equipment and their platform and so on to be really, you know, able to lift large quantities. And as far as export of R32 that we had anticipated, that is also not taken off really because the anti-dumping duty and other things which were supposed to happen against the Chinese products has not really happened so far. So,
okay. Any incremental competition or anything that you are looking from the China side, sir? Why? Because Chinese market is now considering, or Chinese players are really considering this fluoro specialty as the area of growth for future. So have you anticipated any incremental competition from that side?
To the best of our knowledge, as of now, we don't believe that there is any significant or, you know, notable competition from China, at least, even anywhere else also for that matter on the fluoro specialty chemicals. We'll learn as we go along. As of now, there is no indication of any concern.
Okay. Again, on the fluoro specialty business, so it is okay based on the industry outlook or industry performance, it is also weak. But regards the new project addition or at least on the inquiry front, what is the kind of inquiry that you are getting from the new customers or the new projects? Can you give some sense and how it has changed from last couple of quarter?
I mentioned even in my earlier comment that the inquiries and the funnel for the development of the molecules and the, you know, the other as we call the qualification lot, etc., that remains full. So we are working on a whole lot of molecules. The only time that we need to really wait for is culminating those into substantial quantities or a significant quantities for us to increase our revenues and the bottom line. But otherwise, we remain full in terms of inquiry and the developmental work that we work on this month.
Okay. Just one last question, sir. So on the packaging business, what is the demand outlook that you are having, though you have added capacity and simultaneously competition has also done same? And similarly, what is the margin outlook that for your business that you would be seeing in the packaging business? Why? Because again, the unabsorbed cost is what it would be that would possibly have some impact on the overall margin of the packaging business.
The packaging fuel demand keeps on growing at a healthy 12-13% in India and 6% worldwide, and therefore the demand continues to be right. But yes, the supplies are also, you know, keep coming, and quite a few lines have already been set up. Some of them are in the offing, so there will be a supply overhang. We need to manage our cost. We need to develop more of our value-added products. We need to have a deeper penetration into the corporate customers. And you know, that is the way that we conduct our business and still maintain in this space. Despite the supply overhang, we are able to sell 100% of our demand, of our production consistently that you would have seen. And we hope that even with the new line, we'll be able to sell ASAP as it comes on full on stream. So that will keep us in good stead. We will be able to cover our fixed cost and still post decent margin.
So here in the packaging also, did you see any kind of a pricing challenge or the challenge of the input price, higher input prices, which could not be passed in the particular quarter? So that is why there is a sequential some decline in the margins.
There is always a lag because it's not that all the prices or the market prices are all linked to the raw material price in this business. So
okay,
to the extent that the raw material prices go up and you have already the contracts or the purchase orders which you have booked at the earlier price, you will suffer a little. But it's only a matter of time that, you know, after some time you should be able to pass it on.
So it's a quarter lag or a few month lag or how is it? What is it? And
About a month.
Sorry
to interrupt, sir. If you have any more questions, I would request you to come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shaleen Kumar from UBS Group. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, hi. So just wanted to ask you, any update on HFO?
HFO, you know, we already had announced our, you know, pilot plant that is being set up, and it should be ready in next 2 to 6 months. And then we'll have to look at the quantity, the quality, the throughput, and so on. So we should be hopefully ready in maybe next 6 to 9 months to be able to produce. Only thing is, one is to wait till there is enough demand to absorb it. Of course, not in India, but wherever Europe and US in times to come, when it justifies our putting up a commercial scale plant. And there is an issue which is going on about the application patent, which the existing manufacturers of HFO-1234YF have made an application in India and elsewhere where the other manufacturers are challenging that. So once that clarity emerges and there is a significant commercial quantity, so we are, it's still some time for us to really react that when it is going to be making sense for us to put up a commercial scale plant.
So from demand perspective, I completely understand, but from the technical capabilities perspective...
That is something I think we should be ready in the next 6 to 2 months. We have already, pilot had already happened, the plant has been set up, and we have started manufacturing that HFO-1234, started, you know, testing, all of that. That will take about 6 to 9 months.
Okay. That's good news. Sir, one question on technical textile. You said that NDCF volume has contributed to the growth in the technical textile. That was a pretty good. So one question, what was the reason for NDCF demand increasing? And the second thing, do you see any other uptick in infra sector, which is like, you know, you're getting demand for your belting fabric and all?
For belting fabrics, we see some positive trend on the mining and so on. And we have also changed our strategy to get to the two-tier, manufacturers of belts, where we were earlier not concentrating. That has helped in belting fabric. NTCF, you know, there's been the operational level, some efficiencies have really contributed to this. And the volumes increase, if I may say so, largely is on account of, because see, if you see the last quarter, same year, last year, same quarter, we had a challenge in terms of the, you know, floods in Manali, which had taken away some of our volumes. That has been reinstated and increased a little bit. So all these factors have contributed to the margin increase.
Right.
And the volume increase.
Right. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raghvendra Upadhyay from Cogencies. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Joshi, I just wanted to know, you have this plans of entering in the pharmaceutical business, and you have made investments in that. Going forward, what kind of revenues do you expect from it, and what are the investments that you have made up to now, and what are the future investments you're going to make in the pharma business?
So pharma business as such, you know, we are not in pharma business as such. We are in specialty chemicals which supplies to both our agro as well as pharma.
Yeah.
So there is, there is no dissection of how much we have invested in a pharma business separately, how much we have invested in, you know. We look at the entire chemical business, which where the another vertical, as I said earlier, also was refrigerant chemicals, then there is a specialty chemical, and specialty chemicals, there are two parts, as I said, agro and pharma. So this is the total segment that we look at it. I mean, we don't even have those numbers separately for each of the segments.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ranjit Karamala from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the follow-up. Just wanted to ask one question on the R134 refrigerant. You said the exports have done well.
Excuse me, this is the operator. Sir, your voice is not audible.
Yeah, is it okay?
Yeah.
Sir, you have said that the R134 exports have picked up. Just wanted to check whether we have added some other clients to the R134 refrigerants, or it is only the Walmart which is driving the exports.
Oh, no, there are other clients as well. You know, we keep selling to distributors also there in the US a little bit.
Any significant name to be added?
We won't like to share the name in any case, you know. These are some of the confidential things. But the overall volumes keep on increasing, and it is not the one customer to which the increase has, you know, can be attributed to. There are other customers as well.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for all of you to participate in this. I hope that we were able to clarify some of the questions that you raised. If you have any other specific information that you want to seek, you can write to us and we'll respond to you ASAP. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.